Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground.
My lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please, let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your hearts. After that, you may pass by inasmuch as you have come to your servant.
Do as you have said.
So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said,
Quickly make ready 3 measures of fine meal, knead it and make cakes.
And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to the young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree as they ate. Then they said to him,
Where is Sarah, your wife?
Here, in the tent.
I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son.
Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying,
After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?
And the Lord said to Abraham,
Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I surely bear a child, since I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return to you, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
But Sarah denied it, for she was afraid.
I did not laugh.
No, but you did laugh.
Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said,
Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know.
Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord, and Abraham came near.
Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes.
Indeed, now I, who am but dust and ashes, have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than the 50 righteous. Would you destroy all of the city for lack of 5?
If I find there 45, I will not destroy it.
Suppose there should be 40 found there.
I will not do it for the sake of 40.
Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30
should be found there.
I will not do it if I find 30 there.
Indeed. Now, I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there.
I will not destroy it for the sake of 20.
Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there.
I will not destroy it for the sake of 10.
So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place.